Hi, this is Calvin. I wanted to show you how to configure this email domain with specifically Dreamhost. So we have a customer here. Her name is Lisa. She has speakingwithsoul.com, and she's already added this domain. So you start by going up here, and you just say speakingwithsoul.com, and once this is configured, it will let you send authenticated email from any Lisa at or info at or my name at or your name at speakingwithsoul.com. So we've added this so far, and then you want to click this details out here. It says failed, that we did not indeed verify that these records are correctly set. So what we need to do is we need to create a text record for SPF and a text record for DKIM. And text is a special form of DNS. So let's start out here actually. On Dreamhost, we start by Manage Domains, find the correct domain, click DNS here. And now this is where it says add a custom DNS record. All right. So it needs to be a text, TXT. So we find that here. And then there are two parts that we care about. One is the name and the other is the value. The name is whatever comes before speakingwithsoul.com. And for the SPF, that is nothing. So we leave that blank. And for the value, it's this value. So we take that and hit Command C to copy. Switch over here, in there, paste, add record now. Boof, that's it. We're done with the SPF. We have now added the text record, TXT record for blah, blah, blah. Great, that's done. Then we go back in here, and for DKIM, we want to take this subdomain. So we take that and copy it to our clipboard, go over here, paste it in here under name. So you see it says SMTP API dot underscore domain key dot speakingwithsoul.com, which is what it says here. Great. And now we do the same thing with the value. Click here, hit Command C to copy, and we paste that in here. I don't know why it opens up with the old value. That's meaningless, but we paste it in here. We say add record now, and that's it. So it says our DNS service will start serving this record within a couple of minutes. So with DNS changes, it might take a little while before it shows up, but we can go back in here and we can click check again, and we're going to go out and check if it indeed is correctly done. And it seems like so far they're not, but let's give it like a 15 minutes or so. And when you go in here, you say check again, it should say verified for both of these. All right, so that's it. That's all you need to do. All right, bye-bye.